Hello guys, Jack here from Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast, and yes, the rumours are true, we're heading back out on tour in May 2024. 68% of the tickets are already sold out, but there are still a few left at Edinburgh, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Leeds, Cardiff, Sheffield, Nottingham, Bristol, Bury and our home city of Norwich. So, don't waste any time, grab your tickets today and come and watch me, Alfie and Robbie live.
And me.
Mainly me, Alfie and Robbie, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
HappyHourLive.co.uk. See you in May.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I just woke up and was like, right, what the fuck's going on? And it was just KSI tweeting me and Ellen O'Neill.
Right.
And that's all he did. Like, all he did was say, just found my two favourite female YouTubers. And from then on, I hit 100K.
Back in Neath, you must have been, like, one of the only people who was, like, big on YouTube there.
She was one of the only people who had the internet.
What jobs did you have before YouTube?
So I was a waitress. Managed to get fired.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's quite a funny story.
What was your first alcoholic beverage?
It was a pint. Mm. Yeah, I remember my dad was like, try that then. I'm like, all right, Dad.
It's like an episode of Gavin and Stacey. What is it like getting drunk with YouTubers?
Are you like one of the first people who can claim alcohol on expenses?
Do we them and hoffy coffee?
Do we in the whim and hoffy coffee?
Right, butchered.
Jack Mates Happy Hour. Hello guys, and welcome back to Jack Mates Happy Hour podcast. We came back a few days ago with our mate Robbie Knox, but today we have our first guest, really. Robbie's not a guest anymore, is he?
Nah, he's a friend of the show.
I'm going to do it in your voice. It's Bambino Becky.
Well, it was nice to be here.
That wasn't that bad.
Was that all right?
Good, that was good, yeah.
I heard that to get the Welsh accent right, you have to go caravan.
Caravan, yeah.
And ratatouille.
No, that's pushing it down.
Jeez. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Go on, no.
No, I can't
do
the Welsh accent.
Bristol, come on.
I'm from Norwich, though.
Oh, like, I don't... okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Bristol's not in Wales.
No, but it's close.
It's over the bridge.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why have you never taken me there?
What, to Wales?
Yeah, on a little getaway. Chill. Little romance. Is it?
No. Cardiff's nice.
Cardiff.
Quite like Cardiff. You're Swansea, aren't you, though? So she's quite deep into Wales.
Right, see, now I've got a lot about Wales on here that I want to...
Wales quiz, let's go!
That I want to know about. Okay. But before then, how's lockdown treated you?
Just great.
Really?
I haven't had to speak to anyone. I've just been in my room.
Well, you like trying. That?
It's been fine, yeah, because I think when I moved to London, it was so crazy. Mm. And it was like, come here, do this, do that. I was like, this is great. But then to be just sat in my room... on my laptop, Netflix, bro. I just thought that's lovely.
Oh,
it's probably because I'm really antisocial.
I wish I had that outlook.
Have you hated it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
I hate it.
I find it quite dull.
Yeah. Have you got a nice gaff, though?
It's all right, yeah.
Yeah, see, you're one of these YouTubers, Canary Wharf. Are you Canary Wharf?
Yeah.
See, Canary Wharf, they all are. Do you live near I'm Alex?
Yeah. Yeah.
Same tower?
No, close enough.
Oh.
Close enough that it's not, you know.
Yeah, not offensive.
I'm joking, yeah, big love.
No, I live in a little, is it a flat?
Flat,
well,
yes.
Technically, well, I've got an
upstairs.
It's a masonette. I've got an upstairs. I've got a three stairs. That's not what it's called.
Yeah, that's quite weird, actually. Because a masonette is normally like a flat that has two stories.
It goes up.
He's got a shed in the roof.
Yeah.
That's where the shed is.
Yeah.
It's not an actual shed. What
I'm
a
not
lie.
Happy about that.
Recently moved out of the shed, though. Not in the shed anymore.
Yes, true.
Yeah, Jordan moved out, which meant I had his old room. So I'm in there. But I think that's why if I lived in London, I'd probably not be that fussed about the lockdown.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Have you been living on Deliveroos and that?
I'll be honest with you, I have.
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Dickhead. The last time the cameras didn't work, this time she's leaving by her.
Oh, yeah, we should mention that. About a year ago, was it, you came in?
Looks familiar. Yeah. I think this is the third. No, this is the fourth. This is the fourth time
we've tried to do it, but the second time physically in person.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Basically, the first time you came in, that was when I stunk a beef.
That was weird. You can't just say that if... Surely you need to explain
that. I just had probably two big bags of beef crisps and then I gave you a hug and was like, sorry, I smell like beef.
And I didn't even notice, but then I did straight
And that is the first time you met.
And then we recorded the whole show.
Yeah.
Slightly out of focus. So we binned it off and then we had you booked for another time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just before lockdown.
But what happened with that? Oh, the cameras went off.
No, the TV was going into...
You rang me because he made you ring me.
He made me ring you
I was like, you cannot fucking text her. The amount that we've messed her around,
and
you
I
cannot
was like,
just do it on a text.
Yes, I just went, I'm not doing this. So I rung you, put you on loudspeaker and just threw it in Jack's face.
And I was stood in this doorway and I was like, Becky, the TV's gone off. We're just filmed with Hustle Malone.
Yeah, we just finished that episode and the TV was just flashing and going mental.
Mm.
Like, we might have been able to film... But at the risk of you coming in and something not working, it wasn't worth it.
And then we booked you for the week after, and then a global pandemic happened.
So. I have got a theory that you two, I've told you this, you two created the coronavirus just as an excuse to not get me on.
Quite annoying that it's ended now because you're here.
You know, it was going to come a day where I had to turn up.
We're actually doing a video where we get you to do the same podcast 100 times.
This is going on his main channel.
Someone hidden in the background.
Where's your name from? Bambino, where's Becky? Is that just a...
So it's from the fact in school I was like the smallest and the youngest and everything. And Bambino means like child.
Yeah.
And I'm 22, call myself Bambino.
But what happens when you're like 40?
I think at this point it's just lost its meaning.
Yeah.
Bambino, but it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I quite like it, Bambino, Becky.
Yeah, Jackmate will be quite weird when you're 40.
What?
You're 27 is quite weird.
No, Jackmate's... Jackmate's a good name, isn't it?
Oh. Not when you're 40. That's like the opposite when you look at a kid called Paul. Like, it's not right.
Well,
so are you saying that Jackmate, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying that Jackmate is quite a trendy, hip little alias to go by. Is that right?
It's a bit more of a younger thing.
It's hip to be a hip.
God. See, this is why we didn't want you in, because you remember stuff no one else remembers.
That would have probably been around the time I met you, surely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you've got a bit of history, right?
We do.
I think you didn't even have 5,000 subscribers when I met
you. Had like
you were scum.
Yeah,
like he was looking.
Even I had 5,000 subscribers. Actually, I'm pretty sure the first ever time I met you was at a meet and greet type thing in Bristol, and you shouted across this place as I was running across and shouted, "Alfie, where's Zoella?" It was literally the first ever thing she'd said to me.
Well, that's brave.
And from that moment on, you were destined for a career in comedy.
That was my one line.
That's been your joke at me this whole time.
No,
so
I give that up years ago.
Yeah, well, so did she. This was a while ago.
Mm.
I don't know why, but I was on Snapchat the other day. I don't have it anymore.
What?
I just feel like once you're over the age of 20, Snapchat's
I haven't had it for years.
Why do you still have it?
No, no, I don't have it. No.
But I was looking through memories, and you came... on a night out, and I was just like, that is so weird. It was like 4 or 5 years ago.
In Bristol?
Yeah. You used to go on nights out.
We went on a night in Bristol.
Do you remember that night when you were like, that boy was just being like persistent, and you were like, Becky, get out.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aye.
What, you were getting chatted up by a lad?
No, she was.
Oh, right, okay. Tell me more.
I was a saviour.
Oh, was you? Little White Knight.
Stevie White Knight.
Yeah.
Leave her alone!
That's why I was single for so many years. Anytime I got a girl,
leave him alone, he's mine. We'll do a podcast one day, won't we, Jack?
Yeah, we will. We will.
He hasn't got time for you.
And it's worked.
That's the only reason you're here, because I promised you.
Exactly.
So what, you used to have proper like nights out and that?
Well, like,
one or two.
Yeah.
Stevie White, Bambino Becky, two legends of the YouTube game. Got...
You laughed more than I did.
At myself?
Yeah.
Not at you, that'd be harsh. No. Yes! Fucking her! On...
legend.
I think you're a YouTuber-ish.
Yeah.
I wouldn't class it.
All right, then. Is Lawrence McKenna a YouTuber?
That is a hard one.
That stumped you.
Yeah, of course
I don't
it
know,
is.
But yeah, what I'm taking from that is that you're comparing me to Lars, and I'm going to take that as a compliment.
No, well,
he has mugged me off a few times recently.
He's witty.
Yeah,
right,
go on.
Funny, yeah. Handsome,
beard,
yeah. Beard, talented, can edit, offer something to a podcast. Like, he has all of those things. I broke you into.
I hit record before we start all of these.
Yeah, you did.
Well, you better have this time, because if we have to do it again.
You closed the door.
I wasn't allowed to close the door.
You weren't allowed to close it, sorry.
That was mental.
I just like putting the finishing touch. You set all the cameras up, I close the door, and then I feel like I've contributed.
Great.
To it. Going back to, we were talking about YouTuber names, like Bambino Becky, yes. and Jack Mate. Like,
Stevie White.
I just used my name.
How'd you come up with that? mind you, Lawrence McKenna is Lawrence McKenna.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a channel, does he?
Lozcast.
Oh, does he have a channel?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about some YouTuber names, and because a lot of them, I think, are ridiculous.
Yeah, so we spoke... Oh, yeah. Bazinga, he said he took it from Big Bang Theory.
That made me question...
His whole integrity.
I love him.
Never would have thought that.
No.
Bazinga.
He doesn't look like a Big Bang Theory fan.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory, I thought like the kind of people that like that would kind of be more... I'm trying to think. Like you.
I don't... Fuck's sake! What is this?
No, sorry. Anison Gibb. Do you know why he's called Anison Gibb?
I found
a big nose.
Day.
Is it backwards? Or?
Yeah, my jaw was on the floor. And that's the joke. I keep listening on you. I'm sorry. Anison Gibb, big nose. Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, it's mad. But,
yeah, Cal Freezy said his was a rapper.
Oh, is it?
Have you seen Tobe Jizzle's new video, his assumptions video?
No.
So at the end it comes up, somebody sent an assumption saying, you're called Tobe Jizzle because of your condition where you premature ejaculate, blah, blah, blah. Alfie bloody Indra.
What?
Alfie sent it in and Toby moved it.
For fuck's
and
sake.
And Alfie's like, I don't even remember sending that. I must have been pissed. And Toby answers it, but proper deadpan. He's like, no, I don't have a condition. And just goes on to talk about it.
That's so awkward.
Get him in. Get him in. Oh, my God.
If already we weren't beefing the Sidemen enough. Wow. Oh, God.
Yeah, good video,
well.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Thank you. I'm going to bring
KSI this enjoyed it as well, so that's good.
Yeah, did you see his reaction?
The tweet. Oh, no, the video. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
You could see exactly how he felt in that
Yeah,
moment.
Absolutely hated it. Right, but this is not a show about me or KSI, although we may come up later on. It's about you, Bambino Becky.
Bambino.
And Wales. What part of Wales are you from? Swansea?
I'm from Swansea.
Okay, is that a big city?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Do you know nothing about Wales?
Willie Bowley?
Right, what's that then?
What?
Boney. Willie Boney.
Right.
Wilfred Boney.
Oh, the footballer.
Yeah.
Sorry,
bloody hell. Willie Boney. Willie Boney.
Hi.
So, just so I don't know if you know where Norwich is, but it is as far away from Wales as you can get, really. It's a complete opposite side
it?
Of England. Like, you know the lump in England?
With a bum.
On the right-hand side?
Oh,
that's Norwich. Oh, as far east as you can go. Get to the coast. Norwich
Kent.
Is over there. No, up.
Kent.
Yeah, no, Kent is right up, though.
Up and across.
Yeah, you know the bump.
Yeah.
Like the arse. Yeah. We're the arse of England.
Yes.
Don't flatter yourself.
So, yeah, so you are as far from Wales as you can get. But...
So my knowledge of Wales is thin. Are you a Swansea FC football supporter?
Thing is, I'm not into football, but I like to pretend I am because of my...
heritage.
90% male audience.
Well, you've now ruined that. But, so.
Do you have a 90% male?
90%, man.
Do you?
90, yeah.
That's mad. I would have never predicted that.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
That is strange.
Yeah, but I've got like, oh, football, and they're like, who do you spot? And I'm like, Swansea. What's it, Cyril the Swan? Yeah,
what?
He's the mascot. Yeah,
I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue. So it's because I like to picture where these YouTubers were birthed.
You've got a little map of us.
Yeah, I like to know like how they got into it. So okay. so it's a normal city. Is it like Norwich, Stevie?
I've never been to Swansea. It's a little bit bigger, I think, though.
Well, when I think of Wales, I think of the valleys and the green and stuff like that. You're not...
That's the thing, because where I live, it's just like... So where I live, school, pub, that's literally... That's it. And then...
Well, that's all there is in Swansea.
No. That's just a bit up the road. I'm on the outskirts.
If they only had that and they were the second biggest city in... Because Swansea's the second biggest city, right? Behind.
Is it?
Behind Cardiff.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant in the UK.
No. London first.
Like, yes, go on, Swansea.
And so you went to school in Swansea?
Up the road. So like, there's just...
But every time you're saying up the road, you're meaning like 30, 40 miles
out.
Yeah,
30 minutes
so away. It's like, yeah, it's like us going...
To school in Thetford.
Yeah.
Right.
Up the Thetford once.
It's about a 45 to hour minute drive out of Norwich. Yeah.
Oh,
so that's
what you are
okay. To get into the... You're more valleys than Swansea,
valleys.
Aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay. So
Pont de Dewi.
Oh.
Neath.
Okay.
Hence the strong accent.
Can you speak Welsh?
So I got a B in GCSEs, but I can't speak it.
How did you get a B?
It was compulsory. You had to do Welsh in school.
Yeah, it's not compulsory to get a B. Yeah. You have to be able to speak it.
All right, Stevie. Getting very loud over there. No, I'm joking. I just made up so much. Like, I can just...
You did well.
Yeah, but the thing is, Becky, with language, you can't make that up.
No, exactly.
This isn't like RE. Oh, it's probably a bloke on a cloud. Like, you have to...
I mean, in Welsh, probably. Something like that.
But, give us some Welsh.
Okay, Becky Dewey. That means my name's Becky.
Right.
Dewey them and Hoffy Coffee.
I like coffee. I love
coffee.
I don't like coffee.
Dewey what?
Dewey them and Hoffy Coffee.
Dewey and Wim and Hoffy Coffee.
Right. Butchered. I just, like, there's just so many letters in every word.
Right. Yeah. It's just too much effort.
You know when you go to Wales, you see the signs and they're like
in both.
Double.
Yeah, that's mental.
It's insane, isn't it?
They've got the longest
I like
city. The one where they go...
I left Wales this morning. My girlfriend lives in Newport. So I was in Newport. And we were driving and there's a sign just saying exit. And then it always says it in Welsh as well. And exit is just Alan.
Yeah.
It's A-L-L-A-N. And every time I see like a certain word, I'm like, oh, that's great. I like that.
Because we hate people called Alan.
Fuck off. Yeah,
it sounds like a mythical place to me.
Wales?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is it?
I come here and I'm just like, it's fine. But then you go back there and everyone's just jolly. Enjoying.
Yeah, but you have come to London.
I hate London.
Yeah. I hate London.
Do you like London?
So when I first moved here, I hated it because everywhere I went, I'd be like, oh, like trying to, you know, make conversation with people and they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Who were you talking to?
You know, like on the tube and stuff.
What?
No.
No, I know exactly.
Don't do that.
Exactly. It was just like, oh, hello.
You don't do that anywhere in England.
Genuinely, as if I just killed their firstborn. It was awful. So I was just, I'd give that up. And the worst is taxi drivers. I'll get in and be like, hello, I was a shift. Foot down, please. Here we go. And they're like, Jesus Christ. It was awful. So now I don't speak. I got in the taxi just now, mask on, and was like, headphones.
Didn't say anything.
I said, hello.
I'd pay money if I could go back in time and watch a documentary of your first month in London.
It was so hard.
Was it?
It's complete, just different.
Yeah.
Because I knew in Wales, like everyone knows each other.
Right.
Everybody. Like you walk out the road, hello, Steve, how are you? You know what I mean? Steve.
That's your Welsh name.
Steve.
What's white in Welsh?
Win.
Win.
Gwyn.
Steve Gwyn. Steve Gwyn.
G-W-Y-N.
G-W-Y-N. Gwyn.
Steve
Gwyn.
Steve Gwyn. Come on.
Stevie Gwyn, Gwyn, Gwyn.
There we go. That's now the Welsh can chant for me as well.
Oh, God. I'm absolutely bad. What do you like about London?
I like that... I'm
sorry. She's run out.
Ooh.
No, it's just always something to do in it. Like this.
Yeah.
Places
yeah, but that's because you're going from the valleys to London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if you went into Swansea, there's always something to do.
Mm.
This is true, but there's just like-minded people. Oh yeah,
right. What? How old were you when you moved to London?
I was 20,
and you're 22 now.
Oh,
so you've not been long here then.
No, so I moved up and just turned 21 when I think it was like 2 months in. So I've been here like a year.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So when you first came on?
It was like 3 weeks into me moving.
Oh,
I was like this. Hi.
Wow.
Sweating. Oh, I was so flustered.
So was your main reason for going to London to like try and break it, like in like make it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was just crazy. Well, the name drop always tell a story. It was literally the week that the KSI thing happened.
Right.
And Callum was like, do you want to move up to London? Because I wanted to move up. And I was like, all right, you'd be a laugh.
Wow.
I just lost my job. So I was like, let's go. And then it went okay. But it was just such a weird thing to do. Because all my friends like, what do you mean YouTube? I'm in London. What are you on about? Do you know what I mean? You're daft. But it went well.
Where were you back in, what was the city called?
What?
Neath.
Yeah, Neath is the village.
Okay, back in Neath, you must have been like one of the only people that was like big on YouTube there.
She was one of the only people who had the internet.
Yeah, not true. No, I'm joking. Yeah, I suppose so. And like, nobody there really knows what it is. I'm just like, what do you mean? Like,
are there any other Welsh YouTubers?
Schaefer
Ben
Phillips. Bates.
Schaefer,
obviously.
Schaefer's
but like,
lovely. Ben Phillips is a big cunt.
Elliot!
Oh, God. Absolutely despise that bloke. But, I lost my train of thought now. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, how did you discover? Why were you the one then that was like, I'm a YouTuber?
How did you discover the internet? We were banging rocks together, drinking from streams. No, I'm joking. Ever since I was in school, like I would just film stuff and like make my friends do like parodies and stuff. You know, one of them.
Yeah,
didn't have any friends at the.
You would have loved TikTok.
Mm. Oh, wouldn't I? I'm so glad it wasn't around though, because I would have been so embarrassing.
You'd have spent all your time on it and only got a C in Welsh.
Oh, imagine that. I'd be kicked out. No. So I was in school and I'd be like, right, let's go and do these like music videos. The classic Twilight parody. Don't know if you ever saw that.
I did a Twilight parody.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. It feels like, and you live all the bloody way in some village and you're doing the same shit.
Twilight was everywhere. Mental.
What scene did you parody?
I did the whole advert.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. What, forced my sister.
You recreated it scene for scene?
Scene for scene.
What did you do?
So, Whitlingham Lake, me and a few of the bloody lads, like we did this thing where we like walk out of the water, like vroom, like that, and you come out of the water, because there's a scene in Twilight, maybe?
Yeah.
Be awkward if it's not Twilight. Yeah. After all this.
I was thinking the thing, is it
James Bond?
It was Castaway. And we walk out and we pretend to be like the vampire things, but we're all like 12-year-old little boys. Yeah,
okay.
It was weird. I've never seen Twilight.
Did Twilight come out 14 years ago?
I don't know. I just said it.
Ages ago when you look at it, but
well, yeah. So you recreated the whole Twilight trailer.
Yeah, I was doing stuff like that. My friends were like, why are you doing that? That's weird. And I was just like, do you know what? I'm having a good time, laughing, enjoying. And then I think it was like year 11. I was like, I'm going to make a channel.
Yeah.
It'd be really good. And it was like, my videos are still up. My first videos.
How come you don't take them down?
Because I just think it's vintage.
Yeah. That takes a lot of balls to keep them up, though.
And I think some people have seen them now. It's one of them things where I'm like, I don't really care that much.
By leaving them up, are you not losing the opportunity that all YouTubers do by reacting to your old videos?
I'd like to see you do that, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah. Because you're good at doing like self-deprecating humour.
I find that the more you just take piss out yourself, nobody can do it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're immune.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Fuck me. I'll make jokes about myself daily and he'll just take it further.
Yeah.
I'll say, I wish I'm going to die soon. And he'll say, yeah, let's hope you have stage 4 cancer.
Wow.
But that is...
Wow. Never in my life. Never in my life, Stevie Gwynn.
Well done.
You are a cunt.
See?
Again. Yeah, but only because you're making stuff up. I didn't say I hope you had it. I say you have got it.
Oh, there we go.
Right,
see?
It's on different. The podcast.
Right, so your old videos. What's your first ever video?
It's called That First Vlog.
We should never forget that.
Capitals.
And what did you do?
I sat there and just, oh, it's pain. It's pain. Like, if you just saw me, I had, my forehead was by this big.
Right.
How did you shrink
that? Has your forehead shrunk?
Thrown into my face.
over the years.
You've grown into your face.
Well, my head was just, I was, and my teeth.
Are you sure it wasn't the angle?
Sorry,
the
wait, sorry, but I just imagine.
I'm showing you now.
I'm just imagining Becky as a bambino, and like she's got weird. Like a big head, right? With and the facial features are just in
all
the middle,
at the all,
and then over the ear, they've just
like
gone. Got
I imagined at the bottom, like Mastermind, massive head at the top,
big chin. Right, here we are. This is it. Look.
Oh, you got your vlog there.
I've got it here.
Oh, brilliant. This is the kind of stuff you don't get on other podcasts.
Yeah, you get
we're getting the scoops. This is public, but
Christ, look at that.
What?
My head doesn't
didn't fit in the camera.
That's you?
That's me. My first video.
That is insane.
Awful, isn't it?
If you showed me that, I would have thought
that's me.
I would have thought that was a different human.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, thanks for that, mate.
And you haven't even had jaw surgery. That's mad. See, I got rid of all my old uploads.
You
not
did.
Because I'm not that arse, but I just worried about what I said in them.
Yeah, because you were a bit close to the mark.
Yeah. I would have said some bad stuff.
You have?
Yeah, I have done. Well, I used to use gay as an insult. So I used to go, oh, that's gay. You remember everyone goes through that kind of like weird
Every school, everyone would say it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But we learned from it. It was a different time.
Yeah. That's the thing. It was a different time.
I think it was just because you did 25 things everybody hates.
Let's not go there. I did a 25 things everybody hates, and gays might have been one of them. Right? Wait. Wait, because now it seems like I'm looking in the camera now because I feel like I already...
Apology video now.
I'm just going to start scripting my apology video right now. No, it was... there's no way to even dig myself out of that hole, Stevie.
No, it was just a different... Yeah, it was that. There's no one our age, or even a few years younger, that was not making those jokes at school and at that kind of age still. Mm. It's only been in the last few years it's changed. Since then, everyone knows better.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You grow, you learn.
But I feel like comedy was like that at the time as well, wasn't it? That was to be edgy, that was...
Yeah. But growing up as a YouTuber, like, our mistakes are made publicly.
Oh, every single one.
Yeah. Have you ever been cancelled?
Have I been cancelled? No, I haven't, to be fair. No. Just because when I was young, I was so, like, goody two shoes that all my tweets are like, going for a walk. Kiss, kiss. That was never, like, edgy, you know? So, yeah, you knew me back in the day.
What jobs did you have before YouTube?
So I was a waitress. Managed to get fired.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's quite a funny story.
Go on.
Tell it because...
The perfect place to tell it.
Perfect place. Full of stories. Settle down, kids. No, I'm joking. So I worked there because my auntie was the boss. So
Did you get fired by your auntie?
This is where it gets interesting. So I was like, oh, give me a job. And she was like, absolutely, my darling angel. I was like, okay. And then working in a pub... Me just turned 16 pints. Whoo! Like that's where it all began. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure what noise you just made, but
sound like an owl. A butch owl.
Yeah.
That's Welsh for yeah. Cool.
Okay. It's definitely got to be.
That was right at the end. Thank you. B.
Sorry. That was good from you. Definitely got a B. That was good.
Don't get surprised when I say smart things.
Because that takes it away from it, doesn't
exactly.
It? You make a really good joke. Okay. Well done. Let me come out there and give you a... Well done, you. No, right. Okay, so you're around pints. Becky round the pints.
Becky round the pints. I was like, oh, come on, boys. Hey, all in. Brill. Worked there till I was 19, 20? No, just before I moved up to London. It was like a couple of months before.
Okay.
So just before... He's probably watching this. So, and... My auntie left the pub and this new man took over. And then I realised how shit I was at being a waitress. Like, I would literally pour... I'd know all the regulars coming in and be like, oh, so-and-so's here. So I'd pour in the campaign. And then I'd be like, right, I'll be there now. And I'd come and sit with them for an hour drinking.
Hold on, how did it take a new manager for you to realise?
Because my auntie just don't care. Do you know what I mean? She's brilliant. Like, she's you know.
So when you're doing that, who's serving?
Oh, just bell goes. I'd be like, oh, give me a sec. Food. All right, back. What were we saying, boys?
Wow. Well, so before you got that job, you were obviously quite young, 16.
Yeah.
So you
I
probably
was just straight from college.
So you didn't drink loads. Before
no,
that?
No. Do you know what? I didn't drink until I was 18.
Wow.
She is a goody two shoes.
I know. I remember the first night, and then from then on.
You remember the first night?
Well, I remember what I was. Not
what was your first alcoholic beverage?
It was a pint. Mm. Yeah, I remember my dad was like, try that, Beck. I went, all right, Dad, I will.
It's like an episode of Gavin and Stacey.
Do.
That is all you know of Wales.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but it's just like a, like her life sounds like a Welsh sitcom.
Massively.
Yeah.
Massively.
Well, are you like a lager girl?
Completely. Like nights out, I'll be drinking pints.
Really?
All these girls around me be like, wine or like cocktails, and I'm just like,
the funny thing about that is
so bad.
Even guys get judged for drinking pints once they're in a club. It is a bit weird once you're in a... Every time I go in and like order a Guinness, they're a bit like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But for you to have it, that's even weirder.
But I'm not really... I'm not a big fan of
You're a cider drinker and a gin drinker.
See, like... like
gin?
Yeah, I love a gin.
Ruins lives, that.
Why?
I
hate gin.
Oh, I don't know. Just every time I've ever tried it, I end up...
Well, you're not a gin. Well, you just mean it gets you too pissed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause it's dangerous. You know, like the pink gin.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, baby owls come out now.
So the beer was, ooh, and gin is, ooh. I'm learning Welsh.
We need a happy medium.
I'm getting a fucking beer at this point.
Do you have a spirit that you would go to?
Do you know what? Just cocktail.
Just a cocktail. Any
that
cocktail
doesn't narrow it down.
There's a lot of cocktails.
That's like going alcohol.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just, like, I do strong ones, which is when there's like every shot ever.
Right.
And I just can't stand any of them. I like Di Serrano.
Yeah. Oh, I love Di Serrano. That's my favourite.
Di Serrano is like a fake man's shot. If you want.
Yeah,
cheers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I love it. Yeah.
Straight away.
It's not really like, it's not like, if you now ask me to shot a bit of vodka,
mm-hmm.
I physically could not do it.
Really?
It's like paint stripper. I would be sick. But Di Serrano is like, no, it's just like, it's like a sugary little.
Yeah. It's like Battenberg in a drink.
Yeah.
And then it just tastes like Dr. Pepper really when you put Coke with it.
So yeah. It does.
As everyone knows, I say it's like Christmas cake. Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it.
Christmas cake.
And it's the same percentage as all these other ones.
I tried to do it. I couldn't roll.
You went Christmas, never mind.
I like, shots-wise, a coffee Patron.
Yeah, that's what you get in the waterfront.
Yeah, you ever had that?
Coffee Patron.
Good stuff.
What is that?
Patron is...
sounds like petrol.
It's just like...
I know it as Patron, but I don't know if it's just because of a...
I'm probably...
Coffee Patron.
as if.
Sounds like a Transformer.
Turns into Tom Cruise all of a sudden. No, I'm from very Norfolk, so I'm just like Coffee Patron.
It's a very American thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bruno Mars says it in one of his songs.
Does he?
That's the only reason I know it.
Go on, give us a line.
What, specifically coffee? It's actually tequila. That's what it is. Tequila combined
is
with... I can't speak.
Oh,
tequila combined with coffee.
Oh, there we go then.
See,
okay.
But then I'm not a big fan of tequila.
Tequila is rank.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm, yeah, no.
I can handle Sambuca more than tequila.
Why did the Mexican go to prison? Because he tried to...
Why did he kill his wife?
Because he had tequila.
No, why did the Mexican and his wife break up? Because he tried tequila.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. It's like, why did the Mexican push his wife off a cliff? Tequila.
Yeah.
Why did the Mexican go to prison? Because he tried to kill his wife.
Tequila. Somewhere.
Ole.
Gin is the best though, because gin is like... Like a high percentage spirit that doesn't taste like
tastes like squash.
Yeah,
you've got it.
What? Mm. Oh, I think gin is rank. I read
Palma Violet gin. That's
yes, I've been nailing that. Yeah.
For fuck's sake, any form of gin is just vile.
Saturday, I'm going to buy you a gin, right? And we're going to mix it with nice, like nice stuff, and then you see how you get on.
Okay,
there we go.
Yeah,
cool. It's my birthday Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thanks,
Becky. Gin talk us through your ideal day, night out type thing. Are you right? First of all,
morning routine.
I'll start backwards.
Okay, okay.
Are you a pubs or clubs kind of person?
Pubs all the way.
Really?
I would take a all-dayer over a nightclub.
But can you not mix the two together?
Always.
I love all-dayers so much.
Oh,
so much.
In the sun, beer gardens, see you there.
I love all-dayers where the like how it feels just changes constantly. Like you can have like a proper laugh in one pub and then in the next pub there's like a serious conversation going.
True.
Then you go to the next one and suddenly back to like complete laughter. No. I don't like the serious conversations. I just love that throughout the day.
So when you brings it up as well.
I never do. Guys. But when you bring it all back, when you think back to it, you go, that was weird.
That was, weird. Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a weird moment of the day.
Yeah, you always, they're always that weird sort of like middle bit where everyone sort of hits a wall and you have yeah. to have a second wave. Like
back to it.
Are you somebody that can eat during a pub crawl?
I try. But I never remember. And then.
Oh, see, that makes me feel a bit funny.
Really?
Yeah, I just
what
have
about
to
spoons.
Just have to go. Yeah, go spoons lunchtime. Mm. Get a big meal in. Yeah, that's going to sort you for the rest of the day, and then just go. Because I feel like the food obviously soaks up the alcohol, so you're taking like four steps back. Do you know what I mean? If you eat, you just kind of like go four pints back.
Yeah, you end up going home
so
early.
Feel a bit like. It's ruining the experience.
Yeah, I just want to be drunk. I want to be on a good level. I drink very, very fast until I get drunk, and then I stay on that level.
They say eating's cheating.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Are you tattooed? I'm joking.
Do you get drunk quite quickly?
It depends on the situation.
Right.
Like if I'm, I tell you, Jesus Christ, when I first moved up here, like people would be like, I'll come to this party, and I'd be like, okay, so these people are going to be here that I've watched for years.
Yeah.
I'll have to have a pint before I go. Turns out 3 pints in, I'm all going in there, like, hello, hello, like, hey, say. Idiot. And then by the end of the night, I'm like, and the next morning, anxiety central. I'm like, what did I say? What did I do? But just, I've got better from that. Like,
well, talk us through your ideal day or night then. How would you start? If you were now, say Saturday, mm-hmm. you're having like a pub crawl with your mates or having an all-dayer, what happens? At what time? Where you going? What you doing?
Do you know the best ones are the golf ones?
Oh, you do all that, do you?
You've never done pub golf, have you?
No.
I like pub golf.
I'm not a big fan of golf.
That's irrelevant.
Well, that's called pub golf, mate.
Yeah, but only because like you call each place the hole that you're trying to drink your drink in less than a certain amount of sips.
Are you on about proper golf then?
No, I'm on about... Oh,
I can't, well, you think she's going out and playing golf?
Driving range. Imagine me.
With a lager.
Hey, hold on.
Four.
No, like the actual... Like you said,
pub golf.
Yeah, pub golf.
Oh.
But my favourite of all time.
That's
a different one.
I just vibrated.
We need a soundboard for all these.
Jesus Christ. Sorry. Yeah.
No, my favourite of all time is just the dressing up ones. Because you score, you start, oh, I feel a bit stupid. By the end, you're like, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm not good at that. Halloween, I am.
Yeah.
But dressing up on a normal day, I'm a bit like. We did a shit shirt one, and even then I was a bit like,
oh really?
This is naughty.
I'm not going to be happy with me.
I should not be in a nightclub in this shirt.
You're a fucking little nerd, mate. Honestly, you are. I really enjoyed our shit shirt day.
No, I did as well. I just felt a bit like, these are rank, aren't they? Actually, I quite like the one you gave me.
Yeah.
I don't own it.
Oh, when you buy it for each other. Brilliant.
Yeah, never got that back. No,
yeah,
actually, we don't buy them for each other, but someone forgot to get one, so I got one for him. Yeah.
Yeah, we buy them for each other.
It was kitschy.
Right, we'll go for a break there. When we come back, I want to speak more about booze, because why not? And we'll have a little chat about YouTube, so see you in a sec.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello guys, and welcome back to Jack Makes Happy Hour podcast. Steve, you're right, you look a bit flustered, baby.
I'm really hot, and I'm just gonna quickly say for the cameras, my hair is rank because it's been lockdown and I've been working, so since the hairdresser's been open, I've been working every day, so I haven't had a chance to have it cut yet.
Are you
and I do feel very flustered, hot and disgusting,
if I'm honest. When are you gonna get it cut?
Hopefully tomorrow, I think.
Ooh, why don't you cut it for him?
I'd love to.
Should we do it? Nice second channel video. Jack video.
Can I give you like a one all over?
No.
I reckon you could pull off a skirt.
How about a one just on the top? and leave the what, back and side puffy.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you would suit that sort of like skinhead with a beard look. Yeah.
Great. I'd look like a fat True Geordie.
Would you? True Geordie's a fat True Geordie. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh, he would break you.
I know he would. I'm allowed to say
just
it.
He comes through the door now.
Get out of my chair.
Right, before the break, we were talking about your boozing, Becky. You're very much like a proper YouTuber now, aren't you? Like, live in London, Canary Wharf.
Before, shit. But now.
He still says it. No, you could say, which is weird.
Yeah.
But I still don't feel like I am.
You are, you definitely are. But you like go to these YouTuber parties and stuff.
Yeah.
You've got friends.
Right, yeah.
Foreign concept to Jack.
Yeah, they tolerate you.
The odd one or two.
What is it like getting drunk with YouTubers?
Well, like when I first moved up here, I was terrified, so I'd drink loads to go there.
Yeah.
But just, it's like weird because we're all weird.
Right.
Aren't we? I'm like, you kind of look up to some of them and you're like, you know, speaking to them, you're like, I don't want to say the wrong thing. And then you just start waffling.
Yeah.
I've done that many a times. I said, this is really bad. And obviously it's a joke and I didn't mean it like that.
Mm.
At my 21st birthday, the guy who like organized the place was like, oh, by the way, like Calix and everyone are going to be in the room next door. Bernard might have never met any of these people. So I was like, oh, brill. And then when they came, he was like, oh, can they come in? I was like, yeah, of course. And he took me over to like go meet them, and I was like, "Oh, it's like make a wish." And they all just looked at me, and I was like, "Because you're at my birthday party."
Oh, I like it.
And that was awful. That was bad.
Do you find it weird that they're quite nice afterwards?
They like, are so nice, like normal. You know,
yeah. I've found it quite weird with the guests we've had on here.
Yeah.
That like you look up to them. Like Gervais is an obvious one, and then it's just like completely normal, just like you're talking to anyone.
Mm.
But I have a really weird thing, especially with like people like that. I still look at all celebrities like I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Not in the terms like I adore them, but in the terms that they should never be shorter than me. I find that really weird.
Oh, the height thing.
Yeah.
You were a lot taller than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like...
Yeah.
But like, think of this. Lionel Messi is like 5'8".
Yeah.
I'm 5'11", so I'd be looking down on him.
But you always think they're taller. Really,
yeah.
I don't know why.
It's weird to think I could meet this like absolute star and be like, you're tiny.
See, I always, with that kind of thing, I always have, when footballers are younger than me.
So nah, like, that's just jealousy though.
No. Like, so for example, like West Ham will have like a really big like CDM or something, like Souček, and then it'll be up winning headers like poof, like a proper beast, and then they'll go like, oh, he's just recently turned 24 and I'm there 27. Like, fuck, what? You'd be like, I'd be in year 11 while you're in year 7. I imagine him being the little kid with a backpack. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
mad.
Mental, yeah.
It's mad. Who's the biggest lightweight on YouTube? You can drop them right in it.
So who I thought was going to be the biggest lightweight was Talia Mart.
Right.
She tanked it.
Really?
She was incredible. And I just sat there being like, what? Like, I was the worst off in that.
Was you?
Yeah.
So for anyone that doesn't know, you do a series called Strong Ones.
Yeah, where we start off drinking like lager, cider, and for each question, the drink gets stronger and it's...
Okay, talk us through the evolution of drink then.
Okay, so for the the one before, because I tried to do it a little bit lighter for Talia and G, but they still were just like, oh, it's fine. And I was just sat there like,
wow.
So normally it's like lager, cider, like Prosecco,
yeah,
then wine,
yeah,
then tequila, Sambuca, gin, vodka, and then all of them mixed into one at the end.
Oh my God.
Because I think I'm really clever. I'm not. Like, the best thing about this show is that I'm always the one who comes off the worst.
Has every guest so far drunk the last sort of concoction?
The only one who didn't was Freya, but she was amazing. Anyway, she came on her own and she was just like, let's just go. And she was fine. But she didn't drink the last.
But the format of the show, so have I got this wrong? So does only one of you end up drinking it, or is the aim you both have to?
You both just
So if I come on the show, I have to drink that?
Well, unless you want to look in the camera and say, I'm a lightweight.
Oh, so Freya did that?
She did, bless her soul, yeah.
I think, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. How much of it do you have to drink?
It's only shots.
What, but you said of everything?
Oh, the last one is like, it's probably a shot of everything. So it's only tiny, tiny bits.
How much money do you spend on alcohol?
For those videos, stupid.
Are you like one of the first people who can claim alcohol on expenses?
Everyone, like all the comments are like, oh, she's just using her alcoholism to have like a job. And I was like, oh my God, why do you put it like that? No, I'm joking. But I have, this is so bad, I've got set bottles, four strong ones, so I'm like, come out again.
Yeah.
And off they go. So I've used them like four times.
Wow. Oh, God, I don't know if I could drink that last one.
I would. It's like when you play Ring of Fire, and you've just got to have the last drink. That's a mix of whatever people's drinks have gone in there.
Well, if I do the show, can he do it with me?
Yeah.
Happy hour version of strong ones.
Yeah.
Happy strong.
What?
Happy strong.
Just ended there.
Yeah.
Happy strong.
What did you get in English?
I don't know. I can't speak English. Like, I literally speak so fast. I can see sometimes you're like...
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up. Yeah. I'm just clinging on at the moment. Yeah, just clinging on. Do you reckon you could nail that concoction?
I reckon so.
I think it'd be vulgar.
It'd be fun.
Would it?
Buy three drinks in, you think you can do anything, and that's what everyone said.
How long, from start to finish, does it take to record one of those?
So, I would say like 2 hours. Just because we talk for ages, yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, because by the end, everyone's just, like, when I say, looking at the footage from the last one was, like, the biggest PTSD you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't look at it for 4 days.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end and I'm just sat there, literally screaming into the mic. Talia's like, what's wrong with her? And I'm just like, the stuff I was saying,
Yeah, I think I'd cringe,
So bad.
At least I wouldn't have to edit it.
Yeah, it's not live, so.
Yeah, but then not editing it, they were like, that's even worse because you don't know what you said.
Yeah. Do the guests usually ask to see it before it goes out?
Yeah,
I bet they do. Bet
you're going, okay, I will do it, but...
No, I'm not asked. You put out whatever you want, but I can imagine that would be the one series where people are like, can I just vet that before it goes out?
I didn't even know where it came from. I was just like, let's do it.
So who's the biggest lightweight that's been on then?
She's not a lightweight. I would say Freya, just because she didn't go all the way up, but she did amazing for someone who didn't normally drink that much like crazy stuff.
Alex was on, wasn't he?
Alex was the best one on there.
What?
I know.
I thought James Marriott would be better than him.
Yeah, James was fine. Yeah, he was fine. But then Alex was so shockingly good that he literally was like, right, night out then. And we went out after it.
What? You've been on a night out with I'm Alex?
Oh, many times.
I can't imagine. See, any time that I've drunk with him...
We've tried to go on nights out with him. He never had ID.
He never had ID.
Yeah, he's got one now.
He never seemed keen, did he? He never seemed keen. He always seemed like one of these people that was like making up an excuse, right? Yeah. And we're allowed to say this, and we know you'll be watching, Alex, you little snake.
Maybe he hates us.
Maybe he does
maybe
hate
it's
us.
It's a you problem.
Well, next time he's in this room,
yeah,
I'm going to force him to drink alcohol. Well, the only time... I'm like any other 2014 YouTuber. The only time I've really like got properly drunk with him has been on the two True Geordie Christmas specials.
Oh yeah, they were good then.
And he never really seems like he wants to go out. He's always like one of these sneaky drinkers that will pour his drink and then he doesn't really sort of drink it. So I'm really surprised at that.
Yeah, it was insane. Like I think it was because it was just so mental, because we had me and Alex and then Callum filming, Lewis Bucken.
Yeah.
And my friend Adam, Ethan was there, Zynga, and his roommate Charlie.
Get involved?
They were drinking on the sides, but they were just, because it was just the loudest thing. Imagine editing that.
Like, yeah.
But it was good. It was a good episode.
Which one of, are you going to get any of the sidemen on? Are you going to get Ethan on?
I would like to get him on.
Yeah.
I feel like because he was so loud in the other one, I feel like I've got him on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'd love to have him on.
Which one of those do you think would take their drink the best? And worst.
Yeah. I've been told Harry would be really good.
Yeah. What? Oh God. No, just the jokes about him, usually.
Yeah, we'll do a different strong one. I'm joking.
Get a line
build up
each.
To heroin. You've got to inject that.
The last cup. It's in different form.
I've just remembered I did get drunk. I have been drunk with Alex,
in
actually. No, I have been drunk at the Addison Gibb fight.
Oh yeah.
And then he came back to the hotel room at the end and we went to like Denny's at 5 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah. And he spoke even more than he usually does.
See the jealousy in Stevie's eyes. Yeah. You went to Denny's with Alex at 5. Yeah, it's fine.
You can come next time.
You said this in the last...
This is the second episode where you've been jealous over Denny's.
Yeah, he mentioned Denny's in the episode of Robbie we've just done.
Oh.
That is so weird.
I still don't even know what it is.
I love Denny's.
You don't know? How can you be sad about something you don't know what it is?
Because you make it sound so good.
It's like terrible, terrible food.
See, that's what that's my kind of
thing.
It's
well good. It's well good. Right, three guests. You can have any guest on Strong Ones.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Got
that, we'll put ourselves out of it just for their sake.
That's you down. Yeah.
That, say two YouTubers and one mainstream celebrity.
Okay, so 100%, without a doubt, even though she definitely hates me, Tanya Burr.
Right, okay. Do you think she hates you?
100%. Like, I think by now she probably would have seen.
Right, yeah.
There was a time, I think it was at Sitsi, where I got everybody to Twitter being like, please just reply to Becky.
Oh, wow.
And there was about 100 tweets because it was a full route, and no, she didn't reply. She must have seen something by now, but she definitely would never come on, but I think it's funny.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's a meme now.
It's a meme, 100%.
Yeah.
I probably would say KSI just because it's like... The, full circle.
The views, yeah.
Yeah, the views. the views. No. I'm trying to think, what other YouTubers? Oh, mainstream as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Elton John.
What? 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 You didn't even have to think about that.
I love Elton John.
Why?
Do you?
My favourite, yeah.
What reason?
Why did that just literally just came out? That came from like there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm absolutely fascinated by that.
Elton John. Do you like Rocket Man? The film.
Do I fucking like Rocket Man? Of course I do. He was my first ever concert that I went to.
Is he Welsh?
No. That's Tom Jones you're thinking of.
Oh, right, Tom Jones.
I knew exactly.
Is he Welsh?
That's a Welsh singer.
Do you not like Elton John, Jack?
Yeah, no, yeah, and it's going to be a long, long time. Yeah, all that shit. Love all that.
Imagine.
He owns a football club. Yeah, he's a bit of a geezer, a lad.
I don't think anyone has ever described Elton John as a bit of a geezer.
I reckon he's one of these people that has this like very like flamboyant persona, but I reckon when you get to know him, he's like, yeah.
He's David Beckham's kid's godfather, isn't he? Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you live and learn. You live and learn. Right, now we've got a bit scatty here.
Yeah, sorry,
right?
Sorry.
I'm kind of like looking at like all the different topics we had. What I want to know is, because you've... And going back to the start again, just briefly, but you started a while ago, didn't you?
Oh, stupidly
long. A long, long time ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what kind of YouTubers, because I started ages ago, like I started probably like 2008.
You're on like 11, 12 years.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah. I'm an OG. And I remember the kind of YouTubers that I watched that kind of like, not inspired, well, I guess inspired me to start doing it. So I want to know... What YouTubers?
Who it was?
Yeah. Tanya Burr.
Tanya Burr. Now, do you know what? That group, like the British YouTubers.
Oh,
no.
Name me some. This gets me giddy.
I was always... I'm trying to think.
Everyone hated.
No. We're not talking about like the Alfies and the Marcuses. We're talking about before then.
Like Jim Chapman.
Maybe we're not.
Yeah, no, this thing, because I loved watching them, but they were like... I was really inspired by like...
Because that's not what you do now, is it?
Yeah. Imagine me being inspired by like a... What's in my bag?
Alcohol.
Yeah. It was like, Charlie is so cool.
Yes.
Good. Who else was there?
Neramon.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember people like...
Do you remember
But they all turned bad. I'm trying to think of names.
Fred.
Emma Blackery.
He's still lovely, I think.
Yeah.
Emma Blackery, that's a straight... Yeah. What about...
She was
Who am I trying to think of? Crab Sticks. Do you remember Crab Sticks?
That was literally the one I was thinking of. What's his name? Chris Kendall. Oh my God.
I love him so much.
I think he's one of the funniest people who's on the platform.
He is literally...
Do you not know him?
Yeah, his return was weird though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He often has some dodgy returns.
But he was the best back in the day.
Who did you show me once? It's Me Mileyo or It's Me My...
Yeah, so he was slightly under the radar.
He is gold.
He was like friends with Jack Howard and stuff, but he was incredible.
Oh, that group, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know all that group as well?
Yeah, like... That was like Dodie's group, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hazel, isn't it weird? Hayes on that. Yeah, whoa! My phrase is unlocked. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how like, there's all these different kind of groups within...
So weird.
Yeah. Now you have your own sort of group, don't you?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But I remember like, I always say Summer in the City, but it wasn't Summer in the City. I met Emma Blackery and I was just like, I remember watching you all the time and she was just like, yeah, looking at it now compared to what it was. She was like, there's people running around doing... TikToks. She was like, what is TikTok?
Yeah.
Time to start.
Bloody hell.
How do you end up in a group?
You just like, hang around with them long enough.
Yeah, you just move in with them.
Well, like, you said
ask Glenn Alex. He's been in enough.
You said Callum just said, was it Callum? Yeah.
Yeah.
Markey.
Callum Markey.
Markey, yeah.
I like how you tried to say that as if it was off mic. Is it Callum? Yeah. I'm still saying
that. Still saying it. I don't watch YouTube. But you said that he just said, oh, I want to go to London. How did you already know? Like, you need to know someone well enough to go, come and live with me.
Oh, weird. So we'd met once before I moved in with him.
That's mental.
Once.
Twice, including the viewing.
Wow.
I know. Really weird. Like, and it was just because it was such a mental time. Like, I just wasn't working at my job anymore. Mm. Like, the whole KSI shit happened. I was just like, oh, I see the do it now. Or like, and everyone was messaging me being like, you need to go mad now. And I was like, well, should I just move to London then?
Yeah.
And I think by doing that, everyone was like, oh shit, like, she actually wants to.
Wow. I know you're probably bored of talking about it, but just because some people probably won't know, what is the KSI stuff that you talk about?
So at first it was True Geordie. That was the first thing that ever happened.
Oh, when you were on his podcast?
I went on his show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was insane. Yeah. Like, I remember I was working and I was just like, I can't do YouTube and waitressing at the same time. Yeah. Getting pissed. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just sack off YouTube then and just try and make some money because I was skint. And I was like, yeah, sorted. And then I went on my phone and it was Brian being like, oh, do you want to come on? I think you're really good. And I was like, oh no, this is it. Mm. I'm going to see True Geordie. I met him and I was like,
that's like diving in the deep end, that is, isn't it? Man. Meeting any YouTuber, you meet True Geordie.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I genuinely, the scariest thing. But yeah. He's brill, like, he's lovely. Yeah. And he's actually around here as well.
Right,
because
yeah.
I was in the car on the way here and I was like, yeah, I remember this.
What studio? Because he's been for a few studios. Yeah. Which one was that?
It was the one with the downstairs and then the upstairs. Did you see when you walk in,
was
it the little bunker one?
Oh no. It was the one where you walk in and it's like a room like this and then there was the stairs.
Oh no, I don't remember. Right, so you did that. Did that affect your channel well?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Did
it? Yeah, that was really, really good.
And then KSI blew it up even more.
And yeah, so then like a couple of months passed and I was like, right, steady. Brian was helping me with stuff like being like this thumbnail, that, so it was good.
Mm.
And then I just woke up and was like, right, what the fuck's gone on? And it was just KSI tweeting me and Ellen O'Neill.
Right.
And that's all he did. Like, all he did was say, just found my two favourite female YouTubers, us two. And from then on, I hit 100K.
I think we also mentioned her on a podcast around that time.
Do you think that's
I think that's probably what the big... I think it might have been
people
us.
Have probably accidentally, like, thought it was KSI. He may have taken a bit of the
limelight, but
it was us.
Yeah, it was Stevie White here.
Stevie 11 White.
Yeah, come on. Get it right.
Stevie Gwynn, yeah. So how many subs were you on before that?
I was on 13, 14K.
And you got to 100K?
In a week.
From a tweet?
From a tweet.
That's
the power of Stevie Gwynn.
Stevie Gwynn. Paul 3 came through once through the crowd.
That is insane. And he put me in a Reddit video and I got fuck all apart from a load of KSI fanboys going, this is cringy as shit.
Yeah, but he tweeted saying that she's one of his favourites.
Yeah.
To you, he went, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, this is painful to listen to. And then skipped it. Yeah.
Mental, innit?
Yeah.
Laugh, though. We laugh about it now.
I'm dead inside.
It's been a week.
Such a good video, I thought.
I thought it was good, yeah. I think he thought it was actual going to be a diss track when it wasn't. It was like
a
love song.
A love song. It was a music video. It was a masterpiece.
Thank you,
Becky.
I'm glad you
someone understands.
So, and since then, you've been in a few of the Sidemen videos. You were in what? the first one was it the Tinder one?
So, and nobody really knows this, but they filmed them a day after each other. So you can imagine me. I was like that.
Right.
By the Tinder one, I was like that, right, come on then.
Oh, so you done the Dragon's Den one first. Oh, right.
Imagine that.
So you had to go and pitch to all of them.
So I got a message from Josh being like, hello Becky, we'd like you to be in the Sidemen's Dragon Den video. And I was like,
shit.
Firstly, in school, never did public speaking. I was the person who'd be like, can I do it at lunchtime?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Just in front of you.
Oh, he's been sacked.
Oh, wow, I didn't even think that.
Yeah, because when you give me the eyes then, like, oh god, I was like, what? I didn't work it out. You're talking nonce teachers.
It's the mind it goes into.
Yeah.
And then I was like, right, do you know what, I'm just gonna do it. So I was like, right, I need someone, because Nico asked Chi to be involved. So I was like, right, they're going as a pair. Zach and Jay, Stephen and Max. I was like, I can't walk in and be like, hello. And I didn't have an idea, so I was just like, right, simple, go down the alcohol route. And I just, like, I can't even watch it back because they did not cut any of it.
You can't. Why can't you watch it back?
Because I was just so, like, I was terrified for
one. Was you?
Yeah. And like, I just didn't think my idea was very good compared to Zach and Jay walking with livestock, actual alpacas.
Yeah.
I was like...
Yeah. What? So did you have to sit there and watch the others do theirs?
So we sat downstairs.
Yeah.
I got there at 1, didn't go up till 6.
Oh my God.
I think it was like 5 or 6. Crazy. And I could just hear them all laughing. And then I was the last one and I walked up and I was just, by that point, I just went, okay, here we go.
What was your idea?
It was the strong one's drink. It was alcohol, because I thought,
So it was that drink of it, all of it in one?
Yeah, but it was like aimed at, so it was like Josh was like an old beer and then,
right.
Yeah, and Harry was a bag of... but then again, I'm so bad at delivering stuff that I literally made that joke by going, oh yeah, put it on the floor. Camera didn't even see it.
Who did you do it with in the end?
Max Fosh.
Oh, he's great.
He's so good. Like, I literally rang him the day before and was like, can you come and dress up as a pint? He was like, all right then.
So good.
But it was fine.
Were you more nervous at the fact that they were the sidemen, or were you more nervous at the fact that there's probably going to be about 10 million people watch the video?
I didn't even think about that. Do you know what? It was just the fact that I had to stand in dead silence in front of them and then all these people filming. And it was just complete silence. Just I'd walk up with my little whiteboard and be like,
oh God.
And I just knew that. I was like, oh God.
And you knew they were probably going to try and rinse you. And
Yeah. But they were fine. They were fine.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I remember I was proper nervous for the roast one.
I was going to ask you about that. Because you did so well, and I was watching it before I went, and I was like, oh.
Thanks. I didn't feel like I did, just because...
Yeah, that's it, though. You don't feel like
it. And I wasn't nervous about them. Mm. I thought, because Vic asked me to do it, and I thought I was just doing it to them, and it was like, I didn't know there was going to be a crowd.
Yeah.
And when I got there, and there was like Vidal Riley in the front row, and I've got to make a joke that seems like it's a racist joke until the punchline, and then I'm like, just looking at Vidal, and he's just sat there next to Leon as well. I'm like, oh, just let me get to the punchline, please. It's not actually about race. It's just like, yeah, I shit it a bit then. And then, because then they, on our one, they had like, Calyx and Freezy and that, and they know them. They know everyone in that room. Like, I'm not in a YouTube group.
Yeah, they had them on the Dragon 7 as well, and I was just like...
Oh, did they?
They came down, it was like, it's a breeze! I was like, God, fucking is!
Yeah, for you, yeah, because you're bloody best pals. And then you did the next day was the Tinder one, right? Oh, but they went... I think the Tinder one went out first,
it
didn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been the nicer one to film first, because that's 100%. More about them just saying stuff to you.
And I just had to stand there going...
yeah. What was that one like to film?
Fine. Do you know what? I got there. This is... I sat down with all these like stunning females, and I was like that. And I was like, "Hello, everyone. I'm Becky," and they were all just like,
"You had Chi there, though."
Yeah, and Chi sat.
No, like I said, because no, because they're friends. I'm saying as in she wasn't alone. Come on, you always do this. I'm saying it as in she had a friend there.
I have never been so offended on somebody else's behalf.
The best thing is she won't even be offended.
That's also not what I meant.
No, I know.
I'm saying you walked into a room and you had a friend there. You weren't just alone.
Oh. Right, okay.
Oh, my God.
That's not what you meant, but that's what it sounded
fuck
like.
Fuck, it's not.
No.
Oh, bless us.
Oh.
Sorry, Chi.
Yeah, so then, Chi.
I don't know if she listened, but...
I'll just be like, this timestamp.
Yeah, she'll hear
I'm
this
I'm going to have to tweet her
she'll,
straight
she'll
afterwards.
She'll hear this one when everyone tags her in it.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know you didn't mean
I was going to say, she's unfollowed me already.
Right, I've lost, completely lost where we were.
Where we were, it was in the YouTube space.
Yeah, right.
All these... Stunning female and Gina. Chi, big love. And Chi, us two in public, it just shouldn't happen. And especially not in front of like girls who are like so sure of themselves. They were lovely.
Mm.
And Chi was just sat there like, we were like, well, here we are. Fuck, here we go. Awful. And then they were like, who wants to go first? And I was like, meet views.
Oh.
I thought, link in description, come on.
Right, yeah.
And I went, I was not nervous at all for that one, because I knew that it was just...
That's so clever that you thought you'd go first and get the link.
Because no, everyone was like, no, no. I was like, I've embarrassed myself.
That was a good way to start, though, as well, because KSI's money thing.
Yeah, now, but then if you put yourself and Chi in a different bracket to them other girls, You're the funny ones, though. You're the your personality is going to shine way above them. No offense to the other girls. I've not seen the video. I know the concept, but I don't know who the other girls are. But I imagine if they're like beauty YouTubers, then they're not exactly going to jump out in a Sidemen video.
No.
It's not really that kind of thing. So I imagine that you did pretty well. I should have watched it for research,
scared, but it was all right. It was just a bit like. It is intimidating because you probably think the same when you were there.
Mm.
It looks so easy when you watch it back and you're like, I could have been like, but I was just like.
Yeah. Did any of them mug you off?
Do you know, I genuinely, because it was such a blur, I can't even remember what they said.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
KSI just lobbed money at you.
Literally.
Which is honestly the funniest thing.
Did he?
Yeah.
So good. He obviously expected the money to go and fan out, and it just stayed as a lob and smacked her.
And everyone was like...
Did he actually let you keep the money?
He did.
How much
did he throw?
He was like, Beck, I just want to say, like, you can keep that. I was like, what?
How much was there?
So
it looked quite a lot.
Yeah. It was like, bearing in mind, I was crying after this. I walked out, I was like, thank you so much. They didn't keep that in, thank God. Well, he was like, don't show the others. So I was like, okay, off I went.
Right.
Up to the toilets counting it. And I was like, there's about 500 quid there. That's amazing. But I thought there was 500 there. It was like 1,300.
What?
Fucking hell. Honestly, it clumped. It cracked me up. It was the first thing that happened in the video. And I was like, oh my God.
So then I was like, well, thank God I went first for one. But
he threw 1,300.
As if it was loose change.
I watched one of their videos recently where they had to spend a certain amount in a day. They all went and bought things, and all he did in the whole video was going around just throwing money at people. It was like 10 grand throughout the day he just threw to people. Everyone else bought things.
It was in his pocket, by the way. Imagine walking through London. I literally had it in my bag, and I was like, Chi, we need to go home. We need to go to a secure environment now.
Yeah, but
we need to go to a vault.
If he got robbed for 1,300, I suppose he wouldn't care.
He would literally be like, oh, yeah, you can.
That's annoying, I just dropped a fiver.
So that joke cost him 1,300 quid.
Good joke, though.
For a joke.
He easily earned that back from that video, though.
But is it a good... Was it funny because it came out as a clump and hit her in the head, or was it funny because it was the arrow... Was the joke...
I think the clump made it.
Yeah, he was trying to be like... You know, he does that, like, rich persona, which he is anyway.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, I can turn this £20 into, like... loads, and I was like, oh, really? And he was like, yeah, yeah. And he was like, trying to do a magic trick. Then he went and fucking smacked it in my head. I can imagine. I was so like taken aback by everything anyway. I was just like, it just hit me. I didn't even react. I was like, right.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
My favorite in that whole video was the girl with Tourette's at the end.
Yeah,
I didn't get to meet her upstairs, but she was
brilliant.
So funny.
Mm.
I watch her streams as well, and she's just like, it's just
the
fact
I've seen
she
some
just
stuff
laughs
there
with it as well, which is so good.
So good. I mean, we've spoken for ages, and I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure. You've been easily one of my favourite guests ever. I think.
It's because of the mess
first time round shit.
Yeah.
But no, it's... I want to know a few things before we go.
Right.
If you had to give a shout out to another, like, not up and coming YouTuber, but...
Oh, God.
Because I know, obviously, we just spoke about Chi. She's great. Is there any...
Oh, my God, who? Oh, my God.
Max Fosh.
Max Fosh is incredible.
Yeah, so good.
Like, he's like... He should be on so many more subscribers. He's amazing. And also my friend Adam Jack.
Okay.
Yeah, he does makeup and just is hilarious.
I know Adam.
You know Adam?
Do you?
Yeah, he's
chaos.
How do you know Peter?
I've met Adam quite a lot.
Have you?
Yeah, because they're all friends of like Finn and Luke Barnett.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to check him out.
Yeah, he's just crazy, so that's good.
Oh, okay, fair enough. And the final question, which we're going to do specifically for Series 4. Stevie, you know about this.
Quickly, last time you asked me if there was what animal would I have sex
with? Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Right.
We're not going to do
that. And on the way home, I was like, oh, beast,
we've upgraded a little bit this time round.
I can't believe we asked that, actually.
No, it wasn't us. It was a Twitter person. We asked Twitter.
Thank God. I was then doubting myself. I was like, what the fuck? I knew the show was low, but...
Did you tweet out from our Happy Hour Twitter again asking for questions for Becky?
You want to do them?
No, I'm just thinking. We do this. No, we do this every time. He goes, oh, make sure you tweet about getting questions. And we never do them to them.
One, that gets the interaction up. Two, you nick the questions, put them in, say
and
that
your
you're...
Own.
Yeah.
That's smart, actually. Cheers, guys.
In all honesty, guys, I do the Twitter questions in case the show hasn't lasted as long as we need. And this show is kind of like...
We've gone well over, yeah. Too much.
Well over.
It's been a lot of fun. So that's actually a testament to you that we didn't need to resort to the Twitter questions. So that's good. But a new thing we're going to do, and we're just going to see how you run with this. It's a new series, and as this is a comedy podcast, we want to finish on a light-hearted kind of question. So, Becky, what is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is... I hate the fact that I was about to say pints.
I knew it. I could have put money on that being the answer. There we go. Guys, that has been Bambino. Becky, go over and check her out on YouTube, Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff. Stevie, thanks very much.
That's all right.
We'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
That's an A in Welsh.
Jackmate's Happy Hour.
This was a Stakhanov production.